Blog Talk Radio.
They said we could.
Stay in the lab.
Spells at long intervals.
Absolutely.
Spend some time in the country. We're glad that you dropped by. Spend some time in the country. Leave your worries behind. There's lots of fun for everyone. The best in music, too. Spend some time in the country. We've been waiting here for you. Here in the country, waiting here for you.
Live from Ontario and heard around the world, welcome to In the Country with Dave Woods. This is the place for up-close and personal interviews, as well as great country music from our featured guests. So sit back and relax. Today's show starts right now.
Scotland-born Canadian country music artist Johnny Reid has released three highly successful albums since 2005, which have featured the smash singles Thank You, Love Sweet Love, A Woman Like You, and Dance With Me, and many more. He was named Male Artist of the Year at both the 2008 and 2009 Canadian Country Music Association Awards. It's my pleasure to welcome to In the Country, Johnny Reid. Hey, Johnny.
Hi, Dave. How you doing?
I'm doing great. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to speak to you.
I had a chance to catch your recent concert in Barrie, Ontario, just I guess a few months back now, and it was awesome.
Oh, thanks. we always have a great time every time we come to Ontario, and especially through Canada. The crowds are just incredible. The people are wonderful, and I've just had such a great run of success up there, and reaching out and touching people, and some of the stories that come back to me for people that go to the shows for 90 minutes, they're able to sit back and sort of be taken somewhere, and at the end of the show everybody leaves with a smile on their face. So I mean, that's my goal. It's always been my goal, and I'm sure it always will be my goal.
And that's definitely what it's all about. It just felt like an escape for that time. And I was curious, you're out there in the crowd dancing around and you're singing at the same time. You're not losing your breath.
Dave, I've got four kids. I've got three boys and a brand new wee girl. So I'm used to chasing people around and trying to stay in shape and singing and the whole deal. So I have a great time, you know, and I enjoy getting out there and seeing people. And if it's a spur of the moment kind of thing, especially in some of the arena shows like in Barrie, where you're on stage and you can see people, they're very far away, and you sort of feel like just getting out there and walking up to them, and sometimes we do that, you know. And it always ends up being a good laugh and a good wee bit of fun.
It tends
a wee bit of fun through the room, you know.
And your band is super. You've got a great band and also the backup singers. I guess those are the ones who are with you for all your shows?
Yes, Saida Babataliba and Miku Graham have been with me for years, and yeah, a huge part of the show. I've always valued entertainment value, and my biggest hope is that when people come to the shows, Dave, like I said to you, they have a great time, you know. And in order for me to do that, I'm only as good as the people I surround myself with. So I try my very best to surround myself with some of the best musicians and singers in the world. And we've really had a great run the past 3 years. We've been able to see a lot of places that I never dreamt we'd ever see, and meet a lot of people that, to be honest with you, I never thought I'd meet. And it's purely based on the fact that we go on stage every night, we have a great time, we enjoy each other's company, and we respect each other on a musical level. So it's a good team. It's a great team effort, and definitely a lot of fun.
That's great. Now, Johnny, can you take us back to your younger years when you first discovered music and realized that it was going to be a big part of your life?
Yeah, I mean, music was always a big part of my life. Music to me has always been what music is to a lot of other people, which is a great escape. It's a great place to sort of close your eyes and be taken to. And when I first immigrated, I immigrated to Canada in 1988, and at the age of 15, it was a pretty lonely time, you know. And up until that point, music was always a celebration for me. Growing up as a wee boy, I listened to a lot of soul records, a lot of Solomon Burke and Wilson Pickett,
right.
Sam and David. And then, you know, my father loved country music. So I fell in love with the morality and the storytelling of country music at a young age as well. But it was always a celebration, music was. You know, it was always something that we danced and we laughed and we had a great time. And then when I moved to Canada, music became, to be honest with you, music became my best friend. I mean, I spent a lot of time by myself when I first moved, because, to be honest, I didn't know anybody. It was a brand new country, a brand new set of people. You know, I'd be sitting at the lunch table and everybody at the lunch table would be reminiscing about, you know, when they were in grade 2 and grade 3
right.
together. And I mean, yeah. I knew nobody. So my guitar sort of became a good friend of mine. And I used to sit down and, you know, just sort of take out my emotions and take out my feelings. And a lot of the songs that I wrote back then were, I mean, looking back on it, I was really just searching. I was searching for direction, really. I think, and the guitar really helped me to do that. And my, you know, the wee piano that I had, the wee Casio piano, and I used to mess around with that. So music really helped me out. You know, it really sort of got me through the hard times. And then, you know, as time went on, I got to meet a lot of people and made a lot of friends through sports and through school, and went to university and. I met my wife, and, you know, and music always stuck with me, just like a good old friend, you know. And what's amazing to me is what music has done for me and what music did for me back then. Now I'm in a place in my life where I can do that for other people, you know. I'm able to write songs like Thank You and Dance With Me and A Woman Like You. And, you know, I've got this brand new song coming out here off the brand new record called Today I'm Gonna Try and Change the World. And there's all these messages and all these songs that I can reach out and help people and put a smile on somebody's face or you know, let them shut their eyes and escape for 3 minutes and 30 seconds. You know,
totally.
It's something that I really hold dear to my heart and something I truly respect, Dave. You know, the power of music. It's affected me in it, and I know for a fact. I mean, just through some of the stories that have come to me. Over the years, a woman came up to me, and an old woman, and she said, "Johnny, so nice to meet you." I said, "It's nice to meet you." And she brought out a picture of her and her husband, and he was dressed in a kilt. He was part of the Black Watch, and it was an old black and white picture, and she was in her 90s. And she said, "This is my husband, Dave, and we're married for 71 years. And I said, "Wow." I said, "You know, he's a lucky man to have a woman like you," and all this kind of stuff, and we're having a wee laugh. And
right.
She said, "Well, I just lost him." She said, and I said, "I'm sorry to hear that." And she says, no. She said, "You know, that's part of life." She said, "But I'd like you to have this." And she reached in this old plastic bag. It looks like she went for a grocery store. And she pulls out the Scottish hat, the Black Watch that he was wearing in the picture. And she said, I'd like you to have this." And I said, "I'm sorry, I can't take that. It's, you know, you should give that to your grandkids or like your family. It's an heirloom, you know." And she said, and just like an old grand, she said, "You listen here, Johnny Reed." She said, "Dave and I were married for a long time. And right, you know, leading up to when he passed away, he said a lot of things to me. But one of the things he said to me was that he was just happy to live long enough for somebody to write a song that said exactly what he's wanted to say to me his whole life. And that song was Thank You."
And, what a story.
And it took my breath away, mate. And I looked at her, and she looked at me, and I took the hat, and I said, "Thank you." I said, "I will cherish this," which I did, and I keep it on top of my piano. And the reason I keep it on top of the piano is to remind myself, to remind myself how important music is and what an opportunity I have as a person, as an individual, to be able to write something that can reach deep inside somebody's heart and give a voice to those who sometimes find it hard to speak.
And that's exactly what it does, and a great case in point, the song Thank You. Just to be able to sing something and write something that came from your own life, and as you say, other people are embracing the song and finding meaning in their life with it. I can't imagine what a great feeling that would be.
It's an incredible humbling feeling is what it is. You know, it's very humbling.
Can we share that song now, the song Thank You? And before we do, Johnny, I wanted to ask you if you could sort of talk about the story behind the song.
Yeah, you know, thank you to me. For many, many years, Dave, I've been searching, like every other songwriter in the world, searching for a way to say I love you without saying I love you, you know. And I was running late one night. I was coming in from Chicago, landed in Nashville, jumped in the car, and the radio came on and said, for all you guys out there that have forgotten, it's Valentine's Day. And I went, oh, no. So I snuck into a wee pharmacy down here called Walgreens, and there was about 20 guys in there just like myself, you know. And so instead of fighting them for Valentine's cards, I just grabbed a thank you card and drove up to the house, pulled up, sat in the driveway, found a pen, and opened it up. And all I said was thank you inside, and underneath I just wrote what I was thankful for, you know. It was to my wife, you know. Thanks for the life you've given me, you know. Thanks for, thanks for sharing all your love and all your dreams, you know. And,
wow.
Thank you. And I started writing these things down, and a few days later, I had a scheduled writing appointment with a guy called Tom Hardwell, and he came on. We sat down in my music room, and we were hanging out, and nothing was really happening. I said, you want a cup of coffee? He said, sure. So I went and got a cup of coffee, and we sat in the living room, and up on the shelf was this card, and he said, what's that? And I said, oh, it's a thank you card. He said, thank you card. And then I tell him the story, and it just hit me. It hit me like a ton of bricks. I said, there's the song I need to write right there. That's how I say I love you. I say thank you. And that's the story behind the song. So I guess for all the people out there that have drawn, you know, there's many, many people out there have got a lot of things for this song, you know, including old Jean there, you know. She found it as a song of remembrance, you know, a song of dedication and devotion.
Yeah.
And appreciation, you know. For me, this song was just a simple love song, Dave. That's all it was. So anyways.
Yeah, let's share it now, Johnny. That's a great story, and it's a very moving song. We'll share it now. Johnny Reed's big hit, Thank You, here on In the Country.
If I only had to say to you with my last breath, I'd confess the truth to you. You've never left my side, even when I fell behind. Thank you for the life you've given me. Thank you for sharing all your love and all your dreams. Thank you for every tear of happiness I've cried. Thank you for laying down beside me here tonight. When I close my eyes, I say a prayer for one more day with you. And when I wake, I embrace one who pulls me through the storm when I can't go on. Thank you for the life you've given me. like you don't know how. Thank you. Thank you for the life you've given me. Thank you for sharing all your love and all your dreams.
Country music artist Johnny Reed and his powerful song and huge hit, Thank You, here on In the Country. Johnny, I wanted to ask you how you would describe your music. There's obviously some country in it. There's some soul in it. Do you have a way of sort of labeling it?
You know, no, I really don't. I never have. You know, Dave, it's one of the things where I think as human beings, we label everything anyways, you know. I think we always like to put things into categories.
True.
I learned a long time ago, I mean, the best way for me to be me is just to be myself, you know. And I grew up with a lot of different influences in my life, as I mentioned to you, R&B, soul music, Motown music, to country music, you know, and rock and roll music. I just kind of write whatever I feel in my heart, and I put it on paper, and then when I go into the studio, I try and take the listener to where I find myself when I'm singing the song, you know. And I think because of that, the albums, you know, the glue that keeps the songs together is my voice. But musically speaking, you know, there's a lot of instrumentation, there's a lot of different instruments, there's a lot of different feels and a lot of different grooves, and I've really just tried my best to be myself. And it seems to have worked for me over the years. You know, it took a lot of time, Dave, because, you know, when you go into record labels or you go places to try and make it in the business, you know, people say, well, what is he? You know, and sometimes the answer is, well, he's a soul singer, or sometimes the answer is, he's a blues singer, or sometimes the answer is, well, he's a country singer, you know.
Right.
And everybody's trying to figure out who, you know, where to put you.
Yeah.
So the approach that I took in my life and my career was, you know, I've always believed in the people. You know, music business, you know, the music business, people in the music business tend to sit around and ask each other what they think. You know, people are always very honest, and they'll tell you what they think. And since the day I started, I've always believed in the people. And there was a guy in New York City that said, Johnny Reed is the voice of the people for the people. And for me, I've always tried to be that. I've just sang my songs because I'd have to be a fool to believe that I'm the only person in the world that feels the way I feel, you know, about my wife or about my children or about my mom or my dad, my family, my friends, my life, my job. You know, there's a lot of people out there just like me, so it might sound selfish, Dave, but if I write songs for myself, if I write songs that relate to me, that make me feel emotion, whatever that emotion might be,
yep,
then there has to be people out there, and I think over the last several years we've proven that there's a lot of people out there that feel the exact same way that I feel.
That totally makes sense, Johnny. One of the songs to do with your family at the Barry concert, you had written it, and you had talked about how your grandmother was such a big influence on you musically, and
yeah,
and you performed this beautiful new song that I know a lot of people shed at least a tear or two. Do
yeah,
you want to talk about her role in your life?
Yeah, I mean, you know, my granny, I always said that, you know, she partied like a rock star, drank like a fish, and smoked like a chimney, you know. And she was the salt of the earth, you know. She'd tell you how it is. She never ever mixed her words, you know. And you know, my father worked away a lot, you know, growing up. My dad was always working, you know. His idea of being a man was to make sure there was bread on the table, you know. And
mm-hmm.
And because of that, I get raised with my mother and my granny and some of my aunties and all that kind of stuff. And my granny was just a big influence in my life. You know, she picked me up when I fell down, you know. She told me what was, you know, what I could touch and what I couldn't touch, you know, what I could say and what I couldn't say. You know, she had a big piece of my heart, you know. And when I moved to Canada in 88, I didn't have much, but every Sunday, I phoned my gran, you know, and I think looking back on it, I think I phoned her because she was my connection, you know, she was my connection to the place I called home, and then I was her connection to what, you know, to what had walked away. So she, last May, I got a phone call, and I'd phoned her every Sunday since the age of 15, and then last May, I got a phone call saying, son, you better get here, and I said, what's up? And his mum called, and he said, you know, your grand's not feeling well. So I had spoke to her the Sunday before, and this phone call came in on a Tuesday. So right away, you know, jumped on a, you know, got on a plane right away, and I found myself in Scotland on the Thursday. And by the time I got there, they had already had her on morphine, and she had her eyes shut. You know, she was put her just for comfort, like. And I stayed with her Friday, I stayed with her Saturday, and there was 45 relatives around. You know, everybody was there. The bed, the room was full. And then on Sunday, I mean, it's kind of like it was supposed to happen that way, but on Sunday, 11:30 in the morning, I found myself sitting with her, just her and I. And sure enough, that's when she decided that it was time for her to leave. And it was a tough time, you know. It was
wow.
It's a tough time. So I posed the question, you know, and I sat there with her for a wee while, and it broke my heart, and I asked her, I said, tell me, Margaret, who am I going to call on Sunday? So that's why I wrote the song. So I wrote a song called Tell Me, Margaret, and the song is dedicated to her, and it's a song that I hope a lot of people will relate to, because again, I think there's a lot of people out there that feel the same as me. And the song asks the question, you know, who am I going to call on Sunday?
Yeah.
Now that heaven's called on you.
It's a beautiful song, and just amazing. Is that going to be on the next album?
Absolutely, absolutely. I think that I think that's. You know, you ask the success of the records, you know, and I tell the truth, and every record I've ever released has basically been a blueprint in my life during the time I was recording the record, you know. All these wee stories, you know, these are just wee songs, wee slices of my life, you know, pages in my book, so to speak, and I think, you know, that's a song that, although it's a very sad song, it's a song that, again, makes me feel something, you know. It really does, it makes me feel something, and I think when people hear this song, the way I recorded it was just me and a guitar, and I think when people hear this song, I'm praying that people will get just as much comfort, and they'll feel just as much emotion as I felt recording it.
I know they will. It's a terrific song, and a very moving song indeed. I wanted to ask you, Johnny, about working with Victoria Banks. I've had a chance to see her perform, and I actually got to meet her after a concert in the past, and I've interviewed her on the show as well. But the two of you wrote Dance With Me, beautiful song, and a great black and white video to go with it. Do you want to talk about that experience of writing that powerful ballad with her?
Yeah, I mean, you know, to be honest, Victoria, I've met Victoria a couple of times. She's come out on the roadways a few times. I had a writing appointment set up with Victoria Banks and Tia Sellers, who she writes with a lot. And I was driving down the highway, down Highway 65, and I was trying to come up with something, and I had this idea. My wife and I used to, you know, we used to find some time where we could actually, you know, hug on each other and dance and on Sunday. And I thought to myself, you know, that'd be a good wee idea for a song. So I was driving down the highway, and I phoned my publisher, Turi Jackson, her name is, and I said, Turi, write these lyrics down. So the lyric was, you know, dance with me, don't say a word, just dance with me. Close your eyes, let the world outside disappear. Baby, what we got here is all we need, you know, dance with me.
Wow, the whole chorus.
And I said, okay, Turi, you've got it. So I showed up to this writing session with Victoria Banks and Tia Sellers, and Victoria and Tia had this song idea that they had been working on when I walked in. And it was a good idea. I mean, it was a good song, and it's probably a big hit for somebody else, but it wasn't really the right song for me, you know. So I said, well, listen, I was driving here, and I come up with this song idea, and I think I've already got the chorus. what do you think of this? And I played it for them, and the two of them looked at me and said, we love this. So wow. I promise you, Dave, when I tell you the truth on this, that song was written, Victoria went, she made us all a cup of tea, came back, we sat down for maybe, I'm thinking 45 minutes to an hour, and about an hour and a half later, I was in my car and leaving. Two days later, we cut the song, and as soon as we cut it, I knew it was a hit. I said, that's going to be a hit, you know, and the producer, everybody fell out their chair. I phoned up Victoria, I said, listen, we just cut the song. She's like, what? I'm like, we cut it, it's gone on the record. And then a few days later, I said, listen, not only is it gone on the record, but it's going to be the title track of the record, you know, we're going to call the album Dance With Me. And that's how that story went. But she's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful girl, and a very, very talented Canadian, and she's really making a big impact in Nashville with her songwriting, and obviously in Canada as a singer. And I respect her tons. She's worked hard for a long time, and she deserves everything that's coming her way.
That's a great story, Johnny. Well, what I want to do is share that song now, Dance With Me, but I do promise before the show's up, we're going to play one of your high-energy songs, so we'll let people hear that as well. But we're going to share the song now from Johnny Reed, a big hit for him, and it's also the title track of his current CD, Dance With Me, here on In the Country.
I can see it in your eyes. You've had a long day. Let's lock the doors and pull down the shades. Turn some music on. Pour a glass of sweet red wine. Let the candles burn. Put your hand in mine. Dance with me. Don't say a word, just dance with me. Let the world outside disappear. Baby, what we got here is all we need. Dance with me. I kiss you goodbye in the early morning light. Sometimes I don't get home till it's cold and dark outside. But baby, here we are. We're together all alone. We finally found a moment we can call our own. Dance with me. Don't say a word, just dance with me. Let the world outside disappear. Baby, what we got here is all we need. Dance with me. Just close your eyes and dance with me. Hold on tight. Let's take it slow. No, don't let go. Dance with me. let the world outside disappear. Oh, baby, what we got here is all we need.
Johnny Reed with the title track to his current CD, Dance With Me, a song that he co-wrote with Victoria Banks. Wonderful song, and I know at the concerts that must get a lot of the couples feeling a bit closer to each other.
Yeah, and I said, you know, one of the best parts there is standing on stage and singing that song and watching some fella, you know, just kind of reach on, take his girlfriend or his wife's hand, you know what I mean, during the middle
sure.
of that. And being able to connect people with that through music is a wonderful feeling.
You've got a great DVD that's out that is available at all kinds of stores, Chapters, and Walmart called Live at the Jubilee. Terrific DVD. It captures you in concert doing all your big hits. Well, what's that like to have that out and knowing the fans can actually take you home, basically?
That's great. I mean, especially nowadays, you know, with Blu-ray and high definition and big screens and surround sound and all these kind of things. I mean,
yeah,
you know, to be able to be in somebody's living room and again, you know, be part of somebody's life on some level is a wonderful feeling. And the success of the albums and the success of the DVD, I mean, it's a great feeling. I mean, you know, there's not enough love in the world, you know, so to be able to feel that. And to be able to offer that is a wonderful feeling.
What about videos? You've had a ton of them on CMT. Is it a pretty comfortable process for you? Have you gotten pretty good at sort of going through what you need to for those?
Well, I think the word process is exactly what it is. I just wanted to sing my songs and tell my stories and play my music, you know, so... videos and pictures and photo shoots and all these kind of things. These are part of the business. You know, not one of my favorite things, to be quite honest with you, Dave. You know, but it's part of the business, and it's actually fun. You know, some are more fun than others, but you know, if you're working with a good director and you've got a beautiful day. I mean, there was a video we shot called 60 to Zero, and it was minus 30 degrees or something outside. I mean, it just wasn't a really good experience, you know. But you know, everything, two or three people get frostbite and the whole thing.
Oh,
but then there was other videos like the Dance With Me video in New York City or the Thank
yeah.
You video, which was very touching, you know. And then, you know, talking about the DVD, I mean, being able to go in there and shoot a live DVD, I mean, it was wonderful. They just had a bunch of cameras and they came to me and they said, you know, is there anything you would like? And I said, look, just stare them away. You know, make sure you've got enough cameras out there that you're going to capture everything and just try your best to you know, capture the show. And I think they did a great job. You know, Joel Stewart directed it, and Joel's so talented.
Great guy
really,
from CMT?
Yeah, he's from CMT,
yeah.
And he's done a bunch of independent movies.
Yeah.
He's just a great director, and I think he did capture it. You know, he captured the spirit of the show, the tour, and he captured the character, and I believe he captured the heart and the soul what our show and what our tour was about, you know.
We're talking with Johnny Reed here on In the Country, and I'll let our listeners know they can head over to johnnyreed.com and find out all kinds of information and keep up to date with you. You've got a brand new song. I heard it on the radio the other day. It's actually a duet with Terry Clark. Your voices sound so good together. It's another powerful ballad, pretty ballad, and again, your voices really blend well together.
Well, you know, I met Terry years ago, and we were on a Brad Paisley tour together, and, you know, we just kind of kept in touch, and I'd see her at the airport once in a while, or, you know, I'd get an email for her, and anyways, you know, we became sort of friends, and then she was cutting this new record, and she emailed, and she said, hey, listen, you know, would you be interested in singing a song with me? And first of all, I was like, absolutely. I mean, you know, Terry Clark, she's just such a, when I was coming up, she's such an icon as far as Canadian country music goes,
sure.
and country music really for that matter. So I said, sure, I'd love to. So she sent me the song, and I thought it was a really good song. And so I was driving down, I went to the studio, and I snuck in, and I said, hey, listen, this is great, and sang the song, and I left, and I forgot about it, and that was that. And then about 3 months later, I got an email said, hey, Johnny, everybody loves it. We're going to put this song on the record. Okay, that's great. The record comes out, and, you know, maybe a month and a half ago, I guess, I got a phone call from Terry. She says, you're not going to believe this. I said, well, she goes, it's going to be the next single. Everybody's so excited about it. And I thought, wonderful. You know, it was one of these things that sort of just came together. It just fell in place, you know. It kind of fell out of the sky. But I'm very, very proud to be part of it. And I hope that I hope people enjoy the song. And I hope that Terry gets... You know, I hope Terry gets a lot of mileage off it. You know, she's such a great talent, and I'm just very, very proud to be associated with her.
Yeah, I think that song's going to do well. Really captures a moment in a relationship when people are sort of wondering which direction to take, to stay in or to leave. And
yeah,
love, beautiful song.
Well, thank you. I'll pass that along.
Please do.
I will, man. I definitely will.
Yeah, I'm a big Terry Clark fan. Your song,
good,
Old Flame, which was played all over the radio and became a big hit. It, catchy song. It's one of those that just kind of gets you going. Do you want to talk, Johnny, about the story behind that song? And then we'll share that with our listeners and come back and wrap things up.
Yeah, it's, you know, Dave, it's, I had a good friend of mine that fell in love with this girl. When I came to Canada, he fell in love with this girl. And, you know, we went away and went to school and the whole deal. And they broke up because, you know, they were young and the whole thing. Mm-hmm. And many years later, he phoned me up and we were talking on the phone. He said, you'll never guess who I bumped into. And I said, who? And she told me. I went, you're joking. He says, no, man, she's looking great. You know, she's oh my God, you should see her and she's beautiful. And it was like, we never missed a day, you know, didn't skip a beat, you know. And I said, well, what do you, you know, you're single. I said, is she single? Oh yeah, she's single. And I said, well, you know, why don't you guys go for dinner or whatever? And we had this conversation. So a couple of days later, my producer, Brent Mayer, and I were getting together to work on some music, and we were going to sit and write a song, and I was telling him the story. And he looks at me and says, what did he say? He says something about there's nothing harder than an old flame or something. And I went, oh, I said, I'll tell you. I said, you know, that'd be a great song. I said, you know. And so we started writing this, you know, nothing harder than an old flame and all that stuff. And,
yeah.
And then he said to me, he goes, man, he goes, you know, that doesn't sound quite right. And I said, I know, there's just something about it. And we started, you know, kept going down that journey. And about 20 minutes later, I spat out the idea, do you want to start a fire with an old flame, you know? And the two of us laughed, and away we went. And we only wrote about two or three lines after that. And I came back to the house, and that night I got a phone call from Brent, and he's such a talented guy. And he phones me and he says, hey. And I said, hey, what are you up to? He goes, I need you to hear these lyrics. I said, okay, go ahead. And he goes, okay, here we go. My day started brokenhearted, like an old-time country song. and he proceeded to basically read the lyric of what now people hear on the radio. So we had the choruses written, and then Brent went back to the house, and he said he went and he just went in his living room and sat with a notepad, and he said the lyrics just fell out. So I tell him that night. I said, I love this, that sounds perfect. So the next day I went down to the studio and we took out a guitar and we laid down a wee work tape, and mm-hmm. before we knew it, we were in a big studio recording it with a band, and before we knew it, it was our third single off of Dance With Me.
Wow, what a story, and what a great song. We're going to share it now. This is Johnny Reed and Old Flame here on In the Country.
My day started brokenhearted like an old-time country song. Right then I knew what I had to do, so I picked up the telephone. I dialed the number, an old familiar number. I prayed had it changed. I knew every single word that my heart wanted to say. Ooh. kept on ringing 100 times or more. I finally gave up, I had to hang up when a knock came a knocking at my door. I couldn't believe it, I could hardly conceive who was standing right in front of me. I thought I was dreaming, I said I must be dreaming, till she turned around and said to me, she said,
guest Johnny Reed. That's the third single from his Dance With Me CD. It's called Old Flame. Johnny, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show. It's been a pleasure to speak with you and to share your great songs, which we're all familiar with anyway. And thank you so much, and I'm looking forward to the new CD later this summer.
Thank you, Dave. I appreciate your time. A big thank you to you, and especially a big thank you to all your listeners.
Awesome. Really appreciate it. And again, I'll remind our listeners to head over to johnnyreed.com, and you can follow Johnny, his music, and his tour dates coming up this year. I'm Dave Woods, and that wraps up this very special edition of In the Country.
Spend some time in the country. We're glad that you dropped by. Spend some time in the country. Leave your worries behind. There's lots of fun for everyone, the best in music too. Spend some time in the country, we've been waiting.